Will the Senate please come to order? And will the members please vote to signify their presence?
The roll shows 14 members present. Senators Cowdery, Lincoln, and Olson are excused from a call of the Senate.
Please stand for the invocation by Dr. Walter Soblak.
Thou who art merciful, wise, and glorious, our God and Father, once again, as ye have spared us with life, we humbly bow in a moment of prayer to say we have need of you always. In your providence, we have fresh air, water, food, shelter, land, seasons, all in order. Your blessings are manifold. Thou art the great host, and we are your guests. Thank you for this great love. Amen.
Senator Ward, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Elton.
Thanks, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. That brings us to the certification of the journal.
I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 67th legislative day.
Senator Lehman.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal be approved as certified by the Senate Secretary.
Without objection, the journal is approved as certified. That brings us to introduction of guests. Senator Lehman.
Mr. President, yesterday I had the honor of introducing one of our pages, Susanna's father. And today we get to meet the rest of her family in the Grow Gallery are her mother, Mary Ann, her brother, Sam, and sisters, Emily, Meg, and Rebecca. And they're joined by their cousin, Sarah Manatra, who is a student at Moody Bible Institute in Chicago. Let's welcome them, the Manatra family.
Further guests for introduction, Senator Osterman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Yes, I'm fortunate today to be able to introduce part of my family. My older daughter is visiting here for 3 weeks, and she's brought my first granddaughter with her. I would like to introduce and have you help me welcome my daughter Carol and her daughter, Alex.
Further guests, Senator Terrio.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like the members of the Senate to help me welcome one of my constituents who is in the Grow Gallery. Her name is Leslie Gustafson. She's married to Jerry Gustafson, both retired teachers from North Pole High School. They currently own and operate an enterprise called White Spruce Enterprise. It's a small logging mill in the Salcha area of my district. They are true mom-and-pop resource users in the state of Alaska, using our Alaska Resources value-added product, employing Alaskans, my constituents, on a year-round basis. So please help me to welcome Leslie to the Senate chambers.
Further guests for introduction? If there's no further guests, that brings us to messages from the governor.
There are no messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
Messages from the House.
Message dated March 15th stating the House has passed and returned CS for Senate Bill number 84, Finance, Public Utilities Joint Action Agencies. This bill has been referred for enrollment. Message dated March 15th stating the House has passed and transmitted for consideration CS for House Bill number 103, Finance, Budget Reserve Fund Supermajority failed by the House Finance Committee, an act making appropriations for the operating and loan program expenses of state government for certain programs and to capitalize funds and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
CS for House Bill number 104, Finance, by the House Finance Committee, an act making appropriations for the operating and capital expenses of the state's integrated comprehensive mental health program and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
CS for House Bill number 127, Rules, by the House Rules Committee, an act relating to aviation and to emergency equipment to be carried on aircraft.
Transportation.
Those are all the messages from the House this morning.
Communications.
There are no communications this morning.
Reports to standing committees.
State Affairs Committee considered House Bill number 109, Voting in Person by Absentee Ballot. Previous fiscal note adopted, signing due pass, Senator Terrio chair, Senators Phillips, Davis, and Pierce. House Bill number 109 has no further referral.
Rules.
State Affairs Committee considered CS for House Concurrent Resolution Number 6, Hess, amended, Inhalants and Poison Awareness Week. Recommends the State Affairs Senate Committee substitute, previous zero fiscal note attached, signing the report, signing due pass, Senator Terrio, Chair, Senators Phillips, Davis, and Pierce. Senate CS for House Concurrent Resolution Number 6 has no further referral.
Rules.
Those are all the standing committee reports at this time.
Senator Pierce.
Upon a motion to recess, we will have an immediate rules meeting.
Senator Lehman.
I move that the Senate stand in recess for the purposes of a rules committee meeting immediately upon recess and return to the call of the chair immediately after that.
Without objection, the Senate stands in recess for the rules meeting. Senate, please come to order. We are under reports of standing committees, Madam Secretary.
The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill Number 93 relating to the Arctic Winter Games Team Alaska Trust, sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 119 naming the William R. Wood Fairbanks International Airport, and CS for House Concurrent Resolution Number 6 has amended Inhalants and Poisons Awareness Week. Recommended calendaring, signing the report, Senator Pierce, Chair, Senators Phillips, Terrio, and Ellis. These bills and resolution appear on today's calendar. Those are all the standing committee reports this morning.
Reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports this morning.
Introduction of Senate resolution?
There are no Senate resolutions for introduction this morning.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill Number 147 by Senator Cowdery, an act relating to non-governmental activities of state departments and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 148 by Senator Torgerson, an act relating to remote water storage for fire departments.
Resources.
Those are all the bills for introduction this morning, Mr. President.
That brings us to the consideration of the daily calendar.
Senate Bill Number 93 by Senator Phillips, an act relating to the Arctic Winter Games Team Alaska Trust and providing for an effective date. State Affairs Committee considered the bill, zero fiscal note attached, signing no recommendation, Senator Terrio, Chair, Senators Pierce and Davis, signing due pass, Senators Helfert and Phillips, and Senator Helfert also recommended amending. Finance Committee considered the bill, recommends a Finance Committee substitute, previous fiscal note attached, signing due pass, Senator Donnelly, co-chair, Senators Osterman, Olson, Wilkin, and Lehman, signing no recommendation, Senator Kelly, co-chair, Senators Hoffman and Ward. Rules Committee considered the bill, recommends calendaring, signing the report, Senator Pierce, chair, Senators Phillips, Terrio, and Ellis. There's a Finance Committee substitute.
Senator Kelly.
Substitute in lieu of the original bill.
Without objection, the Finance Committee substitute is adopted in lieu of the original bill.
CS for Senate Bill Number 93, Finance, an act relating to the Arctic Winter Games Team Alaska Trust and providing for an effective date. I have no amendments.
Senator Lehman.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the committee substitute for Senate Bill 93, Finance, be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Without objection, committee substitute, Senate Bill 93, Finance, is considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
CS for Senate Bill Number 93, Finance, an act relating to the Arctic Winter Games Team Alaska Trust and providing for an effective date.
Is there debate? Senator Green.
Mr. President, although I did not hear the second round of discussions on this in Senate Finance, I raised some questions in that committee earlier that I don't think, you know, will be necessarily addressed. It's my sincere opinion that this should be a private foundation and be allowed to run its course and as such. And I know in the course of the few years I've been here, I've had many, many people ask for endowment programs for different functions, some of which are constitutionally mandated that we fund and that we are responsible for. And I've always said that's not apparently the way the legislature has chosen to fund items. Although there is, as you know, no fiscal note attached to this, in the conversation and on the letter describing what this program is, there is an expectation. Funding sources, state of Alaska, federal, and private. And the earlier fiscal note, there was inclusion of $5 million for next year. I'm not sure it gave any source of those funds. But I would be very reluctant to go down a path where we're setting up an endowment that we will be expected to fund in the future. And for that reason, and that reason alone, I'll probably be a no vote on this unless I can receive some type of assurance that we suddenly don't have a bunch of our friends in a lot of other areas who would like their programs endowed to come forward with a program for endowing funding and future financial obligations on our part. And it has nothing to do with the value of the program. That's not a question. It's just that I think this should be a private foundation and would recommend that this group of hardworking people move in that direction. Thank you.
Further debate? Senator Ward.
Thank you, Mr. President. I, too, have the same concerns, and that's why I had gone to the sponsor of the bill, and because I certainly didn't want to, not that I am totally opposed or in favor of, but such as, you know, an education endowment fund, which has been talked for a long time in this body and the other one. So I had a concern about taking off of the available appropriations for this particular fund, you know, not being able to weigh it against all the other ones. And just so that it's on the record, and the reason that I even signed to take it out of committee and signed for it to come on the floor, it's that my understanding that the bulk and majority of this fund will be requested from the federal government and not from the state treasury in a separate appropriation, free from encumbering any state funds at this time. And with that in mind, then I stand ready to support it.
Further debate? If there's no further debate, the question before the Senate is final passage of committee substitute, Senate Bill 93, Finance. Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the Secretary lock the roll and record the vote? So committee substitute, Senate Bill 93, Finance, is passed the Senate by a vote of 15 yeas, 1 nay. Senator Lehman.
Ask unanimous consent that the vote on final passage be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the roll call on final passage of committee substitute, Senate Bill 93, Finance, will be considered the roll call on the effective date clause. Senator Pierce.
Ask unanimous consent that we move up the calendar to introduction of guests.
Without objection, we're up the calendar to introduction of guests.
Thank you. I introduced my daughter, Kay Hannah, earlier this week, and now I have with me this morning a man who talks a little funny, and is one of those people who proves to those of us who speak English that sometimes two people can be separated by a single language. But the man who actually takes on a great deal of responsibility so that I can come to Juneau to do this job, my husband, Mike Woods.
Back to the calendar.
Sponsor substitute for Senate Bill number 119 by Senators Wilkin, Kelly, Theriault, Pierce, Lehman, Torgerson, Halford, Lincoln, and Ward, an act naming the William R. Wood Fairbanks International Airport and providing for an effective date. Transportation Committee considered the bill, zero fiscal note attached, signing due pass Senator Cowdery, Chair, Senators Wilkin, Taylor, Ward, and Elton. Rules Committee considered the bill, recommends calendaring, signing the report, Senator Pierce, Chair, Senators Phillips, Theriault, and Ellis. I have no amendments.
Senator Lehman.
I move and ask unanimous consent that sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 119 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Without objection, sponsor substitute Senate Bill 119 is before us in third reading on final passage. Is there debate? Oh, go ahead and let her vote.
Sponsor substitute for Senate Bill number 119, an act naming the William R. Wood Fairbanks International Airport and providing for an effective date.
Senator Wilkin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I know today is Friday, and some of us are leaving to get home to our families, but with your indulgence, you only get one chance in your legislative career to do this, so if I can take 3 or 4 minutes, I'd appreciate it. The bill, 119, names the Fairbanks International Airport after William R. Wood, renames it the William R. Wood Fairbanks International Airport. I thought today I'd not eulogize Dr. Wood, but I'd answer a couple of questions. Why the man? Why the airport? Let me paint a picture of you, a picture of Dr. Wood, if I could. One of the best ways to do that is for his service to Fairbanks, interior of Alaska, and to Alaska, the state of Alaska. I'm going to just name off some things that he did in his 41 years of public service. University of Alaska president, 1960 to 1973. President emeritus of universities, 1975. Mayor of Fairbanks, where I met Dr. Wood, 1978 to 1980. Founder of the Fairbanks Industrial Development Corporation. First chairman of the Fairbanks Greater Fairbanks Area Community Hospital Foundation, founder of Festival Fairbanks, Airport Community Council charter member, and I might just add, in his days as he was leaving to go to another life, he wrote a note to the chairman of that body and apologized for not being able to be to the meeting that week because of his illness. Festival Fairbanks executive director, it says non-monetary, but that's not true. He was very proud of taking a dollar a year to do that for 20 years. Creator and visionary of the Golden Heart Plaza downtown, you'll know that as the first unknown family statue. For 20 years, he wrote an opinion weekly for the Fairbanks Daily Newsminer. 1985, he was honored as Alaskan of the Year. He's a Rotary District 501 Oath governor that encompasses Yukon to the east, all across Alaska to the eastern half of Russia. For a year, 1985-1986, he's established the Wood Nanook Varsity Talent Search and Grant that is a foundation that the monies go into students for scholarships and arts. He received the Rotary International Service Above Self Award, which is the highest honor that Rotary International bestows upon just a few people worldwide every year. And he published a trilogy of poems, Not from Stone in 1983, The Legacy of Dreams 1993, and then Inuk in the year 2000. That's a life full for Alaska. Let me just say what other people have said about Dr. Wood. I thought the best paragraph in the last couple of weeks is one in our Fairbanks Newsminer. And I'll just read that. For decades to come, this is an editorial following his demise. For decades to come, Fairbanks will see the mark of Dr. Wood, the Midwest farm boy, the sailor, the scholar, the husband, the father, the teacher, the university president, the mayor, the mentor, the statesman, the grandpa, who chose to make Fairbanks his home. Well put. Well, why the airport? I thought that was best summarized in a passage at his services on March 3rd in a letter that was read by our president of the university on behalf of Senator Stevens. One paragraph, I thought, captured and answered the question, why the airport? Once considered the edge of nowhere, Fairbanks, as 100 years, has become more than a hub city for the vast region of interior Alaska. It is a focal point for activity for advancing the knowledge of the global Great North of Asia, Europe, and North America. I thought today I'd share with you, each of you have a book, the Nanook, that my office is glad to provide for you. And I thought I'd read you one passage, because it has to do with us as we sit in this body. It's called Answers to What? It was written 29 November 1999. You have answers? Share them. The many, I too among them, often fail to frame the question clearly. You don't trust government? You are part of government. What makes you think others trust you? Your view on anything? As to understand, to learn the overlooked, to see ourselves as others see us. Reason together, remember Socrates. To think a while is not a loss of time. It's not all bad out there, even where the weeds are clustered. Bill Wood, Dr. Bill Wood, 29 November, 1999. So in closing, Mr. President, I encourage your support of Senate Bill 119, and I would just leave you with a thought. Communities only build their airport once every 100 years. I'd suggest that the good Lord only builds a Bill Wood every 100 years. I encourage passage of Senate Bill 119.
If there's no further debate, the question before the Senate is final passage of sponsor substitute Senate Bill 119. Members may proceed to vote. Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the secretary lock the roll and record the vote? And so Senate Bill 119 has passed the Senate by a vote of 16 yeas to 0 nays. Senator Lehman.
Unanimous consent that the vote on final passage be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the roll call on final passage of sponsor substitute Senate Bill 119 will be considered the roll call on the effective date clause. Madam Secretary.
CS for House Concurrent Resolution Number 6 has amended by the House Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, requesting the governor to declare March 18th through 24, 2001 to be Inhalants and Poisons Awareness Week and August 26th through September 1st, 2001 to be Inhalant Awareness Week. State Affairs Committee considered the resolution, recommends a State Affairs Senate Committee substitute, previous zero fiscal note adopted, signing due pass Senator Terrio Chair, Senators Phillips, Davis, and Pierce. Rules Committee considered the resolution, recommends calendaring Signing the report, Senator Pierce, Chair, Senators Phillips, Terrio, and Ellis. There's a State Affairs Committee substitute.
Senator Ward.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move and ask consent for me to be shown as a cross-sponsor of Committee Substitute for House Concurrent Resolution Number 6, State Affairs.
Without objection, so ordered. I would also like to be a cross-sponsor with Senator Pierce, Senator Lehman, Senator Taylor, Senator Green, Senator Ellis, Senator Davis, Senator Osterman, Senator Elton, Senator Tall Guy. Senator, you're seeking the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate State Affairs version of HCR 6 be adopted.
In lieu of the original bill. Without objection, the State Affairs Committee substitute will be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Senate CS for House Concurrent Resolution Number 6, State Affairs, requesting the Governor to declare March 18th through 24, 2001 to be Inhalants and Poisons Awareness Week and August 26th through September 1st, 2001 to be Inhalant Awareness Week. I have no amendments.
Senator Lehman. Okay, it's before us in final passage. Is there debate? If there's no debate, the question before us is final passage of Senate Committee Substitute, House Concurrent Resolution 6, State Affairs. Members may proceed to vote. Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the Secretary lock the roll and record the vote? And so Senate Committee Substitute, House Concurrent Resolution 6, State Affairs, passed the Senate by a vote of 16 yeas, 0 nays. Madam Secretary, citations.
Citation honoring LeBron McPhail, Milken Family Foundation National Educator Award.
Senator Lehman.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the citation on today's calendar be approved.
Without objection, the citation appearing on today's calendar is approved, and that brings us to unfinished business. Senator Ward.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move that I be excused on state business on March 23rd until plain time of March 24th, and also March the 28th until plain time on March the 29th on state business.
Without objection, Senator Ward will be excused as requested. Further unfinished business? Announcements. Senator Green.
Yes, Mr. President. Senate Hess will meet upon adjournment from the fourth session. We have several bills before us. Primarily, we want to consider Senate Bill 133, SB 67, Assisted Living Homes, SB 91, an Informed Consent Bill, SB 86, Teacher Employment and Subject Extras Fees, and Senate Bill 94, Education Funding. I'm not sure we'll get to all of them, but we'll make a valiant effort.
Thank you. Further announcements? Senator Austin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today is Friday, and on Friday we have Fish Caucus, starting today at noon, right after we get through with this. We're going to be discussing LAMPS, what are local area management plans which deal with subsistence, sport fish, and commercial fishing, and how those will be laid out. And we'll specifically be talking about how Sitka did a very good plan and how they will be implemented throughout the rest of the state.
Further announcements? Special orders. Senator Lehman.
I'm going to ask unanimous consent that the Senate recess until 11 a.m. Monday, March...
Adjourn until
11 a.m. Monday, March 19th.
Without objection, we're adjourned until 11 a.m. Monday.